The Soul's Journey, From Dormancy to Awakening. The soul, a concept that has sparked countless philosophical debates and metaphysical inquiries, invites us to delve deeper into the essence of our existence. Among myriad perspectives and interpretations, one particularly intriguing viewpoint understands the soul not as a fixed entity, but as a potential, a dormant seed waiting to be awakened. This perspective aligns with the Buddhist concept of Buddha nature, the notion that every human carries within them the inherent potential to achieve the highest state of enlightenment, or Buddhahood. This state, in essence, is synonymous with the full actualization of the soul. However, this potential, like a dormant seed, requires the right conditions to germinate and flourish. Yet, just as a seed does not spontaneously sprout into a plant without nurturing, the soul doesn't emerge spontaneously. It doesn't arise merely through the passage of time, biological growth, or societal conditioning. The soul's awakening is a conscious endeavor, demanding an active commitment. You are the gardener of your soul, responsible for its cultivation and blossoming. Think of the spiritual journey as akin to the process of gardening. The soil must be tilled, the seed planted, and regular care given through watering, providing sunlight, and protecting it from harmful elements. The journey of the soul is similar. It necessitates consistent introspection, nurturing of positive habits, safeguarding the mind from negativity, and an unyielding commitment to self-improvement and enlightenment. The journey towards achieving soul actualization is marked by progressive stages of spiritual growth. It commences with learning or hearing about spiritual teachings, followed by contemplation, meditation, and culminating in realization. Each stage is a milestone in the transformation process, symbolizing the seed's journey from being planted to germinating, growing, and finally blooming into a flower, representing the fully awakened soul. Thus, the statement that every human has a soul can be seen as every individual possessing the potential for awakening their consciousness and actualizing their soul. This journey from seed to soul, from dormancy to awakening, encapsulates our spiritual evolution. It is not just a journey of self-discovery, but of self-creation. We are not merely finding our souls. We are awakening and nurturing them, coaxing them from the realm of potential into the realm of reality. The soul, in this sense, becomes a reflection of our consciousness and awareness. It is the quiet observer in the midst of our thoughts and actions, the detached entity that witnesses and understands without bias. When we say we are angry, it is not our soul that is angry, but our mind. The soul observes, understands, and stays detached. Science, with its empirical tools and focus on quantifiable truths, may not be able to measure or validate the existence of the soul. Yet, this does not diminish the soul's significance. It is a testament to the vast expanse of human understanding that lies beyond the physical, in the realms of subjective experience, consciousness, and enlightened understanding. In essence, the soul is not a thing to be found, but a state to be realized. A state of awareness, consciousness, and ultimate understanding. Each of us holds the seed of this potential. We are the gardeners of our soul's journey, tasked with nurturing this seed, providing it with the right conditions to awaken and actualize. The soul is our ultimate destination in our journey, our potential and our realization. It is the quiet observer and the profound awareness within us. It is the heart of our existence and the essence of our being.